Last name Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. First name Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E. 12/13/57. Today's 3/1. Chief complaint: cough, congestion, nasal drainage, headache, weakness, dizziness, blood pressure increased. Same symptoms I had as before when I had COVID: arm pain and leg pain, palpitations. Our patient is 65 years old, works for the railroad, is been married for 28 years, who's here with his daughter with same symptoms, but his daughter is not COVID positive. He is. His daughter lives with him. So does his wife, period. In the paragraph, he's an obese gentleman. He weighs 249 pounds and has not gained or lost any weight recently, period. In the paragraph, he had COVID last year. During the time he had COVID, he took Paxlovid, did quite well, and had no complications of COVID, period. In the paragraph, medication, he didn't bring his medication, but he takes blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medicine, medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, surgery, non-social, no smoking, no drinking, married, 28 years, lives with his daughter and his wife. Family history, no colon cancer, positive diabetes, positive high blood pressure, colonoscopy, none, but has had Cologuard times 1. COVID immunization times 3. He's alert, he's awake, his blood pressure is elevated, 180 over 98. He says it's usually up till I take my medicine. He knows to take his medicine on a regular basis. He's going to call me with this afternoon with his blood pressure. Also, he knows to stop the cholesterol medication while on Paxlovid. He did quite well with Paxlovid before. So 249, 96, 98.5, 16, 97, 180 over 98 is the blood, is the vitals. There's two no topics, lungs. They're clear with few ronchi. Abdomen is soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Logical non-focal. Skin shows the eyes. Lower extremity trace edema. Anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Number 1, hypertension out of control. Take medication as soon as you get home. Call me with the blood pressure this afternoon. Number 2, positive COVID-19. Treat with Rocephin now. Gram of Rocephin. Decadron 8 milligram now. Then Paxlovid non-renal. Next number, blood work has been stable with no evidence of renal failure in the past. Next number, because of nausea and diarrhea, most likely related to COVID, we looked at his gallbladder and his liver. His liver appears to be slightly fatty, but his gallbladder is not visualized, most likely because it's contracted. I did not see a stone. His spleen is within normal limits. His kidneys look very healthy in face of hypertension, long-standing hypertension, with no evidence of nephrosclerosis on the ultrasound. Next time, leg pain, no sign of DVT. Next time, arm pain related to COVID, no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, LVH noted and RVH. Next number, sleep apnea recommended. Next number, he has a PCP who recommended this some time ago, but he hasn't followed up. Next number, with his sleep apnea, he must have a testosterone level done, which could be go hand in hand with his hypertension and elevated BP at this time. Next number, spleen looks normal. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the neck related to COVID-19. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Next number is RVH as before. Next is mild BPH noted. Next number is carotid ultrasound, which was done for dizziness, showed soft plaque and minor atherosclerotic changes, but nothing that's hemodynamically significant. Thank you.